speaker for this morning is no stranger to the Hillcrest Seventh-day Adventist Church. He has served as both an elder and a Pathfinder leader here, and a science teacher at Bakersfield Adventist Academy for the past 2 years. He has been a vital part of our family here at the school, always offering us positivity, jokes, and sarcastic comments to make our days at school more fun. He is both a talented teacher and a friend to the students. Mr. D, we thank you for accepting the invitation to speak for us this morning. The time is yours.
So much, such kind words. I'm trying to be equally kind.
Those of you who may not know me, I have been a science teacher at UVA, and it's been my privilege and sweet honor to teach this class for the last 2 years.
Anatomy, physiology, chemistry. Some of you may cringe at those words, but they're all done with now. Don't worry. It's all good. Everybody has passed. I can guarantee you that. I just finished grading last Friday. Some smiles. Before we begin, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, first and foremost, to all the grandparents, the parents, the families, and the friends for your unrestrained support of Adventist education. Your support of these children, these young adults. Thank you for investing in their future. Thank you for helping them in their present. Thank you, parents, for the long hours of help with the homework, especially with the Common Core math. Thank you for all the last-minute trips to the store, all those last-minute science project boards that were gotten probably the night before. Thank you for driving on innumerable field trips, athletic tournaments. Thank you for your time and devotion. These fine youth sitting here this morning are the product of your collaboration, and this is all to God's glory. Let's bow our heads. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Sabbath day. We thank you for the privilege of being able to educate our youth with the truth that you have given us. We thank you that we have them before us today. And it's to your glory that we can say that they have shown to be truly products of you. We ask, Lord, that you please be with us today, speak through us, empty me out, and bless us today with a special blessing. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So what can I say? Oh, wow. This is truly a rambunctious group of students. For those of you who know them, those of you who have taught them, those of you who have been with them, you'll know that this group has an extraordinary amount of energy. And that's not an exaggeration. This group here has probably more fun than the last 6 senior classes put together. They can get work done occasionally, but it's more like herding cats than trying to keep them on the right path. And I do like cats, Melissa. I do. Oh, boy. So, Olin Meehan? I didn't know his name was Olin Meehan until he got in trouble one day. But that's a fine name. Olin Meehan, what can I say about you? You're a big man, you have a big heart. I can say that I am one of the few people who has been blessed. How can I say this? That you are fully dressed here this morning. You didn't forget any parts or pieces, and I'm very happy about that, believe me. Oh, you work so hard. He's a hard worker. I've always seen him working with Dr. Owens. And he's a good kid. He's a good kid. I'll try not to embarrass you much more. Sorry. Caroline. The class is completely different when Caroline is not there. For whatever reason, you make the fun go from here to here. And there's just something intangible. Caroline can sing and does so all the time, at a moment's notice, in class, during a quiz, doesn't matter. She'll just start singing. And it's okay. It's all right. There might be a future there for you in that. Oh. Pablo. I got two words for you. Rite Aid. He has some of the funniest stories you will probably never hear. He is a leader, though. Don't be confused. He can and does often take charge. He can lead the class in any way he chooses. I'm just thankful that oftentimes he leads them along the right path. And it always seems that he needs to use the restroom at the beginning of class. I'm not sure why, but never fails. That's a good habit to have, I guess. Krista, T-Rex. I have it on good word that she is over 5 feet tall. I was told last night she is 4'13" tall. For those of you doing the math at home, that means she's 5'1". And that's without the shoes, right? Without the shoes. Are you 5'1" with the shoes? Without shoes. Okay, I thought so. Krista is a sweet, sweet little girl. Don't be scared. She can sometimes be loud. Sometimes she can be crazy. You may not see it, but she really is sweet at heart. And it never fails. She has some very sweet nicknames, which we won't go into right now, especially the one that she calls me all the time. Maybe that's for another day. The nice thing is every class at the end, she'll come by and say thank you, do a little fist bump, and be on her way out the door. Pete and Alex do that sometimes, but they forget sometimes. Madison. Madison, in the short time that you've been with this class, you have blended in perfectly. And from what I understand, I haven't heard it too many times, but she has a very, very uncanny man voice. When she wants to, she can sing very low. And apart from the random outbursts in class, she's pretty quiet all the time. You have to watch out for the quiet ones, though. You never know. Pete, very intelligent. Let's just get that out of the way right there. He's very smart. And he's got the best laugh ever. And many, many times, the laugh is actually funnier than the joke itself. The joke, or whatever happens in class, will be somewhat funny, and then Pete will just start laughing. And then everyone starts laughing because Pete is laughing, and then the next thing you know, class is out of hand. Catherine. Big heart, very sweet, once again, very quiet, but don't be fooled. There's a lot going on in that head of hers. She has great willpower, great determination, and you are smart enough to become whatever you want. Kind words, very kind girl. Now, Alex. Alex is the only person I know who brings 3 changes of clothing with him each day. And wears all 3 of them. He changes at break time just because he doesn't want to get too bored with the clothing that he's wearing. Mr. GQ, someday you need to buy some longer shorts. Jamia, I'll come back to you. Jamia is the only person I know who eats more junk food than me. And I have a sweet tooth, like you wouldn't believe. And yet, Somehow she remains so skinny. You should see she eats Doritos, the Cheetos, the soda, the candy bars, the Skittles, the Starburst. I'm sorry, am I telling on you? Every class. And every single one of these seniors tells her, that's not healthy. One of these days. Matthew. I was very surprised at how quick Matt is. Not just, intelligent, quick, but literally running fast. At the track meet we were at this year, maybe it was the wind whipping through your hair. I'm not sure what it was. But he looked like he was just going so fast. I was impressed, very impressed. I'm also impressed. He did a good job on his chemistry final. I don't know if you mind if I brag on you a little bit, but he got the second highest grade in the chemistry final. And he only missed the highest grade by 0.3 points. It's a very good job. He somehow remembers all those chemistry things while forgetting everything else. He literally forgot his pants in my classroom once. To be fair, he was wearing a different pair of pants that day. But he forgot his pants in my room. Oh, boy. Alyssa. I love to tease Alyssa in the hallway because she doesn't have any of my classes this year, so I miss her. I really do. And so a little friendly elbowing here and there. But really, she's a sweet person. She may get annoyed by me, but most people do. It's okay. I'm an annoying person sometimes. But we do have this in common. I like cats. I'm a cat person. And one day on the outreach, they got to go play with kittens. Well, the rest of us had to go do some manual labor. I forget what it was because I was so upset that they got to go play with kittens for community outreach day. And I didn't get to go. I did not have them in my car that day. But despite this being your fourth year, my bad. You're all right. So these are your seniors. These are the seniors of 2017. Congratulations. You've made it this far. Now, when I got to this point in my life, I wish a few people would have told me some things. As I was getting ready to go on to college, there were some secrets, I guess. I don't know. Nobody told me. Things that I would need to know. Things that I would deal with. And so I have some advice. I'm going to be that person today who's going to tell you what to expect. Some things you should do. Now, listen closely. This may be the last time I have you all together in one group. Number one, pay attention to your parents. They have been there before. Pay attention to what they have to say. A lot of them may never seem like they're going to stop talking, and they appear ridiculously out of touch with life, but they can teach you a thing or two. Listen to them as they reminisce about maybe their college days. Listen to their mindless babbling as they go on and on and on because they love you. That's why they're talking to you. They may teach you something. You may pick up maybe where the best place to go shopping is or how to solve a conflict in your life. Or maybe they just may make you laugh and you're having a bad day. Once you're on your own, you are going to miss having your parents around. Not just because they make you dinner. Your next 4 years, you might be eating macaroni and cheese and ramen. But they also do laundry. That's a very important reason to miss them. Whenever you have a chance to go home, take all of your laundry with you. They won't mind, believe me. They'll be happy to see you, despite the fact that you're bringing 6 loads of laundry with you because you haven't done laundry all quarter because you can't find the laundromat. It's okay. Without your parents nagging you, your beds will likely be unmade for the next several months. Cherish having them around while you can. It may seem like a given, But now is the time. Spend some time with them tonight. Play a board game, talk to them, whatever you need to do. You're going to miss them more than anything you will miss from your time in high school. When you get up to where you're going, the first week of your new schooling, for those of you who are going on, is a tough one. It can be difficult. Take that opportunity to get to know as many people as possible in the first week. Don't always hang out with the same people, but know this. The friends that you make in that first week or two will probably be the crew that you will hang out with for the next 4 years and the people who you will remain in contact with for the rest of your life. So don't limit yourself. Go and meet everybody, talk to everybody, and do a lot of stuff. Make sure you know where the bathrooms are. That's very important. When you go up there and you need to go, it's kind of embarrassing to have to ask, but know where the rooms are, know the room numbers for your classrooms, know where your dorm is located, know how to get from A to B. Most importantly, know where the cafeteria is. Without that, you may not eat for a while. When I first went up to college, I decided to skip the freshman orientation. I thought, I don't need to go and find out all this stuff. Let me tell you, it was a pretty rocky first couple weeks. Not knowing where my classrooms were, which building they were located in, not knowing that it was a 25-minute walk from this side of campus to the other side of campus. Kind of late a few times, but you learn. All right, second point of advice. Stay true to yourself and take care of yourself. All your life, people are telling you, be yourself, don't worry about fitting in. It may sound kind of corny, but it's actually true in college. It's easy to get preoccupied. You may want to reinvent yourself. You may want to continue some persona that you have developed in high school. But being your natural self in college will help you find true friends who have similar interests, and it'll make it easier for you to decide what sort of a major you want and what goals you want to have in your life. So just be honest with who you are, what your interests are, and you'll have one less thing to worry about later on. And when you do find yourself in problems, because you will be in problems. I remember one time, it was my job to deliver the mail. And they told me, go get in this truck and deliver the mail. I didn't know how to drive a stick shift. And the truck was a stick shift. So that brings me to point number three. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you fail, because you will fail. It will happen, inevitably, one way or another. Don't be too proud. Just because you succeeded in high school does not mean you'll be a success in college or in life beyond. It is totally different. In a few years, nobody will actually care what school you came from. Nobody's going to ask you if you played on the football team. Nobody's going to ask you really what grade you got in your junior year of chemistry. Although I hope you passed. Most people are going to be asking you what you're doing now. What are you going to do? What do you want to be? What are your likes? What are your dislikes? Don't forget where you came from, though. But remember, there's more up ahead, a lot. And when you're starting out and you don't know anything, because you really don't know anything, show the right attitude. Right now, you are a big fish in a little pond. You are the top of the top, the best of the best graduating class. Soon, you're going to be freshmen all over again. You're going to be the bottom of the ladder, the lowest of the low, and you will be lost. Having the right attitude, you'll be amazed at how far that can get you. People will help you, and there will be some people who will be mean. Don't worry about those people. They have a lot of things to figure out still. But when you get up there, most importantly, things are going to be a lot faster. Things are going to go, and you're going to be tempted to go along with them. You're going to need to find probably a part-time job. You're going to look for some way to get around, maybe looking for a car. There it is. Thought I'd help you out. You're going to have all sorts of things to attend. You're going to have functions. You're going to have vespers. You're going to have probably parties. There are going to be people up there who are going to try and pull you the wrong way. If you need to, just pause. it's really important to pause along the way and take a break. Some of us can do that as well. If you take a break from all of the outwardly things and just communicate inwardly and in an upward direction, it'll help you figure things out. Pause. Take the time to find out what's important to you. Pause and find out what it is that you love. What's real? Take the time to find out what is truth. Once you do, it can infuse and inform your work and make it all yours. If you don't have a job yet and your parents ask you, what are you going to do? You can pause. You don't have to tell them what you're going to do for the next 30, 40, or 50 years in your career. But be aware of this. It's okay not to know. You can answer them and say, you know what? I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm open, and I'm looking at my options. You know, I didn't invent this stop and pause thing. It's actually a great example of it in Scripture. So for those of you that have your Bibles, there's a story in the book of Luke. If you want to look in Luke chapter 4, this is a part where Jesus pauses. Jesus is kind of graduating here. He's going from his pre-ministry life to begin his life in ministry. And at this point, he pauses. Luke chapter 4. Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led out into the wilderness. He was tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing, and afterwards, when they had ended, he was hungry. The devil came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The devil wasn't fazed by that, so he took him up to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms in the world all at once. When you get up to college, you will have friends that will show you all that glitters. They will say, "Look at this. Look at that. Don't you want this? You want to be part of that?" The devil said to him, "All of this I will give to you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship me, it will all be yours." But Jesus answered him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" The devil wasn't done with him. He brought him down to Jerusalem and set him up on the top pinnacle of the temple. And he said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him and said, "It has been said, 'You should not tempt the Lord your God.'" You shall not tempt the Lord your God. This pause immediately followed Jesus' baptism. It inaugurated him into public ministry. During this time of pausing, Jesus was repeatedly tempted by the devil. This testing time prepared him for the ministry that would change the world. He endured relentless temptation by the devil. Satan offered him many alternatives to God's plan. He offered him compromises that would satisfy his natural desires. He even attacked his very identity. Jesus, however, didn't use his own strength. He didn't use his own power. He used the Scriptures, the written word, and he defeated those temptations and remained victorious over sin. I would like nothing more for you guys to have the same victories. College years are some of the most influential and molding times in a person's life. You guys may never hear the truth of the gospel again. It's a possibility. Some of you may walk out of here, finish commencement tomorrow, and go off into the world. You may fall into temptation. You may learn to love all the fleshly pleasures of the earth. Satan is very clever at deceiving. He can make all sins look very enticing. Without a solid foundation in the Word of God, you will walk out and never look back. Be rooted. Know your scriptures. And when you're pausing, when life is going fast, your parents are on your back about your grades, your dean is on you about staying out too late, your friends are mad, you're having a bad day, and you are pausing, fill your mind with scripture at that moment. Go to the Word of God. Pause just like Jesus did. Get rid of all distractions. The devil will try to tempt you. He will try to encourage you and entice you to go the way of the world. But that's why you have the scriptures. Use them the same way Jesus did. I want you to embrace your purpose to which God will call you. Live every moment directed by the power of the Spirit. The scriptures tell us that if you need wisdom, because you're going to need it, Proverbs 2:6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." If you need love, 1 John says, "Love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." If you need strength, and you're going to need it, you're going to pull a few all-nighters, 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord and his strength, and seek his presence continually." And when, not if, when you fall in hard times, Psalms 9, verse 9, says, "The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." But when the devil tempts you, and you need to combat the enemy, it's going to happen. Ephesians says to put on the whole armor of God. And 1 Peter chapter 5 says, "Resist the devil by standing firm in your faith." I know you guys listened a few times in class. You have got a good foundation. Mr. Gomez has taught you very well. Use the scriptures to your benefit. Stand firm in your faith, and the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. You guys are a special class. And I mean that in a good way. This is a time in your life where it's going to be so easy to forget God. There's so much going on. There is so many things that are going to happen to you over the next couple of months. It's going to be crazy. It really is. And I wasn't joking about the mac and cheese and the ramen. Hot water pot, a microwave, rice cooker, those are going to be your best friends for the next few months. When times get rough, tough, you're dejected, you're tempted, remember what you learned here at Bakersfield Adventist Academy. Remember the scriptures. Remember that you have been given a uniquely Adventist education. We are not just a Christian school. You can get biology, chemistry at any school. You can get a little bit of God at some Christian schools. But you will get a uniquely fundamental education at this Adventist school. You have received it. Lean on it. Recall it. Use it. Rely on the scriptures. Guys, you're almost done. One more day of marching in and out of aisles. You're going to get a little diploma, which doesn't actually have your diploma in it. You'll have to pick that up later. You're going to get to move your tassels over on the other side. Your name will be called. Your parents will be so proud. And then it's going to be all over. And you're going to wonder, what do I do now? If you need to, pause. Go to scriptures. Rely on God. Your dreams, much like anything else, they're achieved through hard work, persistence, and by the grace of God. once you finish tomorrow and you walk out those doors, and you'll wear these gowns probably for the last time in your entire life, you will have new freedoms. Some of them will take tangible forms, some of them intangible. You will have seemingly unrestricted access. Please stay close to God, because God will stay close to you. I'm going to miss you guys a lot. Yeah, I know. I may tease you a lot. I have probably some very sarcastic remarks, but it's only because I love you guys. You guys are so good. I'm not going to cry. Not like Matt did. But I'm going to wish you the best. And remember to pause, go to the scriptures, stay with God. Love you guys.
Thanks. Almighty and everlasting Father, we give thanks to you for these graduating students. We commit them into your hands that thou wilt give them direction, purpose, and perseverance as they enter the next chapter of their young lives. Give them clearness of mind to move forward into the plans and purposes that you have for them. May these young people gain wisdom from you and have discernment for proper Christian behavior. We pray that they will rise above ungodly behaviors and have the boldness to stand up for what is right whenever they work, study, or socialize. Grant them success for their efforts at every turn and guide their feet to follow your ways. Bring up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Lord, I claim that promise for our precious graduates today and always. May they continue to grow in grace and in a knowledge of their Lord and Savior until life's end. In Jesus' name I pray.